What is up, everybody? Today we're talking Bay and Jay show fake twins on their tour and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
I see you, Christy. You give me the lip sync too. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. We got a full panel today.
Full panel.
A church up in here today. Hallelujah. We got a sermon. All right. Woo-woo. We got a special guest today. We have, let's start off to my left, actress Miss Christy Ferris next to me.
Thank you.
Looking beautiful.
Hello, welcome, 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 welcome.
Oh. That's right. Black Hollywood Live in the house.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Y'all know his face. Darius McCrary is in the house.
Hello. Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's
the
a
beautiful
pleasure to be
Courtney
here.
Stewart.
Hey, I'm here every week, but you cut him off. But don't.
No, no, no. This is what I'm saying. It's so good to be around my people. Peace to my people.
I thought he was about to give a sermon. No, so no, I had to save it for the show. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to save it for the show. Glory to God. Praise Jesus.
Welcome back to that.
All right, also joining us today is, you know them from MTV's Wallin' Out, Nick Joseph and Dan Rue in the house with us.
We could start a church.
I know.
With everybody today.
I mean, we got a whole congregation up in here.
Glory to God. I'm saying, I mean, we got a lot of topics. We got a lot of things going on today, but we happy to have y'all here today with us.
We're glad to be here, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Rocking that t-shirt. I see you. That's cool.
Well, yeah, I had to come with a little Brolin, a little Dan on there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Y'all not going to forget to give me mine, right?
No, no. We got it. It's in the car.
We got one for everybody, right?
Everybody get one.
Everybody.
You get a shirt. You get a shirt. You get a shirt.
Everybody
get a shirt.
Everybody get a shirt. All right, Courtney. I know you got some topics for us.
All right, so we're going to get serious a little bit for a minute, just because we, you know, we've been following all the things that have been happening in the schools with the school shootings and everything that's been crazy, and nobody's really come up with any solutions. But we found out this week that one school decided, well, a parent decided that he might have a solution. So his daughter, this Unequal Technologies company, donated shields. Ballistic shields to eighth graders who were graduating from St. Cornelius Catholic School in Chadsford, Pennsylvania. And the ballistic shields are for students to take with them to high school to help protect them in the event of an awful school shooting. And the shields are very kid-friendly, and they slide into the kids' backpacks.
Like a superhero?
I mean, maybe a little
America
bit.
Now. That's what we're telling the kids now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But before they go to prison, I mean school?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Sounds expensive. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Because, you know, the schools today just resemble prison so much when you look at them. The halls, you know, they teach you to sit in a little designated area.
This is true.
You know, they teach you to react to when the bell sounds. That's when you have freedom. I mean,
it's not a surprise that there's a school to prison pipeline going on in this country. But regardless, there's a parent that thought that, you know, this might be a good idea. He gave it to the eighth graders graduating with his daughter, the CEO of the company.
Mighty white of them.
Yes, it was. His name is Robert Vito. His daughter is an eighth grader at the school. And basically, the shield goes in their backpacks and it makes their backpack slightly bulletproof. So it can take handgun fire, but it will not necessarily.
But is it made out of vibranium, though?
No, man.
Okay,
no.
And that ain't doing shit.
It won't do shit. What kind of backpack is that?
But here's the thing. At the end of the day, I mean, the reality is I would rather my kid have something like that and not get shot and have, you know, if it's going to protect him, then.
Well, the one thing about them is that they don't really protect against gunfire from AR-15s, which are the typical
vests don't save your lives. I mean, you really?
Why not just put your kid in a better school that don't have...
Or how about homeschool?
Well,
how
now
about
we're happening.
Yeah, but wait, hold on.
What's a better school these days?
All right, you can send it to like a Baptist school. Because they got
shot up in the church. Okay.
That's the church and let everybody have it.
Nah, if it's for church, then we can have shield Bibles.
You have to have shield Bibles and offering.
Right,
and
that's for churches.
Offering.
Okay.
But I was talking for school. That's the next creation.
Okay. Tithes are going to be up to 20% for that
one. 9 times out of 10, they're going to probably walk
tithes
in.
Tithes are going to be 20% after, you
know, exactly. But I'm saying, why don't we go back to the days of when parents were actually involved more and we took care of our kids. So like today,
because
it blows
now,
my mind.
Everybody's got to work two jobs in order to make a living.
And that's
nowadays.
True, but everybody's, but we could designate a member in the family. You have aunties, you have grandmothers.
I don't have any I don't have any aunties or anything living here. I'm on my own out here in Los Angeles trying to make it.
Feel that way, but I mean, but I'm saying, that part. I'm saying, I don't understand or subscribe to this whole mentality of drop your kid off the daycare, 24-hour daycare, run around and do what you want to. That's not parenting. You know, I mean, it's just like I believe that just like when you have your child come home, school doesn't stop when you drop your child off at school, or because you pick them up, school doesn't stop. They should be learning 24/7. So I mean, I think that if we were to take a bit more responsibility as far as our parenting duties were concerned, it would ex-nay a lot of this. It's easy for you to say
when you live in Hollywood and you make making Hollywood money, but a lot of people aren't necessarily making that, and they need two parents to work two full jobs, don't have the opportunity to spend that time. Now, don't get me wrong, I am in agreeance, because that's why I'm all jacked up now, because my family went home, I raised myself.
Well, you did pretty good, though.
Well, I appreciate it, but I know I got some issues.
We all got issues.
Nobody's perfect.
And you have done an amazing job at navigating your career and handling your business. You know, and keeping your self-respect as a woman out here. I mean, in this game, you know, so everybody doesn't get jacked up that comes to Hollywood. I mean, I'm saying this because I'm a product of a homeschooling. And, I mean, I opted out of college, actually, because I've worked so much and I've been working. And I was like, people go to college to figure out what they want to do. It's pretty obvious by the time I was 10 years old, it was what I was. I knew what I was going to do. I mean, in 1986, I was starring in my first major motion picture. But back to what we're saying about parenting, I just think that if parents were to take a bit more assertive attitude as far as parenting, I mean, like, for instance, I have a nephew who, if there's not Wi-Fi in a place where we go, he's pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's most kids.
But that's a problem. Nowadays. That's that, and that's what I'm saying about us connecting. You know?
That's technology. So, as the ages go on, it's a different era.
Right, it's a different era.
They didn't have that back then.
Exactly.
We need a superhero involved. If you have a superhero involved,
that's true.
Then most kids will pay attention to everything you're saying.
In a situation like that, as you were saying, me and Nick, it's kind of like our job, so we've got to have Wi-Fi. You know, it's always be on our Instagram, social media, depending on what we're doing. But talking about the school, I know how you brought up that schools are like a prison now. Now, put it this way, if they really want to make a big deal about all the states and in every state, just get the schools. Yeah, how many guns you see on planes? None.
Exactly.
TSA.
Exactly.
I mean, why don't they have something like that for schools? I mean, like, precaution.
I think it's the cost included in that. True. A lot of these schools can't afford that.
True.
So that's
but,
the issue.
I mean,
but
the state should be helping out.
Yeah, and also, too, though, then you have to be careful of the people who have control of the guns, because, I mean, you have seen where some of the security...
Terrorists.
...where they are targeting the black kids.
You know, TSA doesn't have guns.
No, I'm sorry, you were talking about in the school about having people in school.
Yeah, if they had it in the school.
If they had it in the school, like, I've seen some of the... I remember even, you know, growing up when we were in school, it was like, y'all break it up. Now, you got a whole bunch of white kids over here. But when the black kids got together, y'all break it up. Like, we couldn't congregate together. I mean, it was like, it was insane. I'm like, we ain't doing anything but standing out here. But... So yeah, you could have that, but then you got to make sure that you got the right people in charge, because, you know, they...
You're right.
I mean, I've seen some securities that have two people fighting, and then the white kid was the one that started, and next thing you know, the black kid is the one
in trouble.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But
relatable.
It's at the end of the day, like you say, it's parenting.
I just want to say something. Can I just say something real quick? I just realized that I need some deodorant, so I just thought I'd just say that out here.
Let me see.
So they're really only concerned.
In the end, we were in a small room.
I smell a little musk.
No, it's fresh.
That's me, girl.
I'm
trying to take it. I'll take a little water underneath your armpits. I think parenting is really important.
Parenting is obviously important. That's a long-term solution.
How many school shootings were recorded in the 90s? I'm just asking.
Well, it was the start of them in Columbine.
Let's talk about other countries. Let's talk about other countries where they're allowed to properly discipline their children, first off. In other countries.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to get no more SWATs, because I got a SWAT once when I was a kid, and let me tell you something, and then they realized that I wasn't the one who did it, so then they had to apologize, and I'm like, no, I have been scarred for life. To this day, I want nobody hit me on my ass.
At the end of the day, it's a personal choice. I think if I had a kid, I'd want them to have
some type of extra protection.
Yeah, so.
You want them to have the shield?
I remember those days. You get that call from school, your mom was like, the school called.
You
know what time it is. Come meet me in the back.
Right?
But kids ain't scared of that no more. So Well, that being said, those shields are $150 each, so we can afford books. Nope, in schools shields. We can't afford anything Jordans. To take care of. Like, we'll see.
Books. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. Jordans. More schools can get that.
Books. Do I love my feet or do I love my life? Which one is it?
I thought they said a telephone book can withstand a bullet.
Right?
I mean, possibly, hey, but not from maybe an AR-15.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
that's a different power. Not much you can do against it.
Neither can the $150.
Yeah. Plate. Give them a backpack and hope for the best.
Yes. That's terrible, bro.
That's really sad. But we're going to talk about something that's not so sad, and that's Mr. Jamie Foxx. We've been talking about all these reboots that came back and that are coming back and that are possibly coming back, and Jamie Foxx is on another one. He is going to be starring in Spawn, which was a comic book that was very popular in the 90s, and they did a film in the late 90s with Michael J. White.
Yeah,
and so Jamie Foxx is coming back and taking on that role again, and we'll see what they come up with. They've actually partnered with Blumhouse Productions and want to do it for a smaller budget.
That's fire.
Smart. It small budget. He wants to be a little bit darker and a little bit more intense in terms of the production of
As he should. He's an Oscar winner.
And there's first-time director, Todd McFarlane, who actually wrote the comics, and he's going to be directing for the first time.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting
And he said he wanted
turnout.
To create a new story, right? He wants to do a new kind of perspective on
it. Well, I think he was focusing on how artistically he wanted to do it, and he wanted it to be a different sort of take than what the 90s film was
about. You kind of look like Spawn. You could have played
that part.
Yeah, man. You know, I got to talk to my agent about, you know, because, you know, Luke Cage. You know,
Luke Cage, too. You look like Luke Cage, too.
Yeah. There might be a superhero in my future somewhere. I like to kick ass and take names.
Well, they want
to
make Spawn into a series, hopefully. So there might be a few more installments that you can get up.
I'm right for it.
You could be Luke Spawn. You could be both of them together.
I like that. Yeah. Hey, we need to talk about that. Let's talk to the producers of Wildin' Out.
Too many characters. We'll talk to Nick.
In the show as
Let's
well.
Let's go shoot it first.
It's
like,
it's a Wildin' Out.
Being made right
okay, so I know. I just want to say, I remember meeting Jamie Foxx when I first moved to L.A., like long time ago. And I remember the first time I met him, he was kind of a little bit of a jerk because he was like that whole, you think you know, you wanted them good girls kind of thing.
Did
right?
he hit you with the Brady Bunch?
no. But later I ended up running into him just because it was a one-on-one and we ended up talking for 2 hours. And I was like, wow, this man is brilliant. Like,
he really
he's
is.
Such
he's
a nice guy no, when, really we were way, when we were one-on-one. And I remember thinking, he is going to blow up. And then, of course, when he won the Oscar, I wasn't surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So him doing this movie, I really feel like that it really can be successful because
Absolutely.
He really is a talented MF.
He really
and
is.
I can't wait to
well,
see
come
what
on.
He's going to do.
It's Steaming Willie Beeman. That's first off. Let's not forget that.
My name is Willie.
Yeah.
His name Beeman.
Come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the man, you know, he took his team to a championship. I mean, let's not forget what he did,
right.
You know, for the squad and Oliver Stone's Any Given Sunday. And,
for sure.
I had a conversation with Jamie after that movie came out, and I actually told him, you know you're going to win an Oscar, right? I didn't know it was going to be for Ray, but I told him, I said, you know you're going to win an Oscar. We were talking about, because, you know, Family Matters used to actually film right next door to the Jamie Foxx show. I mean, Jamie, he can do whatever he sets his mind to. He is so brilliant.
Really is.
He's so brilliant.
I just hope they don't try
he's
to
an
compare.
Oscar winner.
I just hope they don't try to compare it to, you know, Black Panther.
Well, you know they'll do that.
Don't compare
like
it. They
will.
They always compare.
The more we have, the better it is.
And I just hope Michael J. White gets an appearance in the
we'll
movie.
We'll call it the
family.
A little cameo.
But do you think he would want to?
Absolutely not.
I think he would. I feel like he would.
He's the original. You know what I mean?
But yeah, but you know, it's like Stan Lee popping up in things. You know,
well,
like
right, cause
well, that's because
sure
he owned all that.
How do you think Jack Nicholson would have felt about popping up in Batman when Heath Ledger was playing?
I don't think he would have did.
And I'm gonna tell you this. Batman wouldn't have been what it is now, in my opinion, without Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Absolutely.
I mean, Jack Nicholson took that. He's still my favorite Joker. However, you got to remember, Jamie is so brilliant as an actor. The man is an Oscar winner. So I'm looking forward to anything that Jamie does.
Go
it's
ahead,
my soul
Jamie.
Brother.
Go ahead, Jamie,
brother.
And shout out to Todd because he's directing, but he's made it very clear that he wants as much input from Jamie as
go
possible.
Ahead, Todd.
So
Todd.
Stand your ground, director, because if you don't, know what you're doing, want to say we will run all over you so make sure you got it
you know, Jamie knows protocol you know I think that he'll always want to do what's best for the project. You know?
Yes. But if a director doesn't have his ground and doesn't set a tone and does not show that he knows what he's doing, everybody on the set, the DP, everybody will start to tell you how you should do your job and it should look like this and, oh, we should do this and why are we doing this angle? You should be... So I'm saying set the tone, director. That's Don't let nobody tell you what to do. You better have a plan.
He will have a plan, we hope, because we want it to be great.
Hello.
And while we're waiting on that, we can check out Jamie making us laugh at the BET Awards at the end of the month. So make sure y'all check that out.
Right. BET. All right. Is that still Black Entertainment Television?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Baptist Entertainment.
All the blacks are Baptist.
The Lord, yes.
I was just kidding, guys.
We're joking.
Don't cancel my ticket.
They're like, no, you're not going. You're out.
Please, what if Mr. Fanatic still airs in this time slot? I was just joking.
Jamie Foxx going to come out with the piano and we're bringing out ties. Offering.
All right, well, keeping us laughing, and obviously they're keeping us laughing in the studio, but Nick and Dan also keep us laughing on Wildin' Out, and we want to let y'all check out a little snippet real quick from Wildin' Out.
By the name of Dan Rue, social media king, but he don't talk. My God, it's a hell of a team over there. Y'all give it up for the talented Black Squad. Too.
Did it freeze?
Oh, no, they went down. Oh, he's loading
the Wi-Fi, baby. Lord, we need Wi-Fi.
Definitely Wi-Fi.
Oh, you millennials.
We're trying to get it.
You
it's
millennials.
Still streaming on the thing, but we can't hear it.
I think we got the second clip.
You know what's right crazy? He said that Dan doesn't talk. We never said he couldn't talk.
Ah. The more you know.
Welcome back to Wildin' Out. We're doing it for a whole hour for y'all because the cast of All That is in the building. Boy, Beth, Dipper, Josh, Derrick,
now, how'd you guys get a part of Wildin' Out? Like, how'd you get the introduction?
Nick reached out to us like last year and we missed our opportunity. So we reached out to him this year and we kind of caught the opportunity when he was looking for people. So it was like we looked for each other at the same time.
Yeah.
And then we just linked up. We actually met him at a party in Houston for, Trade of Truth. He got Trade Day. And he brings all the celebrities out. They just come down and they'll do events for the kids and everything. And he got all of us a booking at the club so we all can make some type of money. And then Dan was dancing. I was commentating on the mic. And Nick was like, man, I got to get y'all on the show. He was like, we've been trying to get on the show. And then that's when we linked them up with our manager and our PR, and then after that, it was magic.
And then you were telling Darius that there's a workshop that you have to go to. Is that after you've been accepted on the show, or just to even try
that's
and
an audition.
Audition for the show?
It's an audition.
You got to be funny.
I've been trying to get on the show. Well, you know, I have other skills aside from being funny, you know. I can be funny.
Facts.
You know, but I have other skills that, you know, probably would put me at the top of the list for such a show.
You know, we could hit up Nick and see if we can do a Family Matters segment.
I'm not going to do anything with Eddie Winslow. Eddie Winslow and I are beefing right now. You think that Pusha T and Drake got something going on? You got
me running. Oh, do the diss track on Wildin' Out.
Eddie and I, it ain't gonna be pretty.
What about Connor and Deandra?
Connor and Deandra, we're working things out. But that would be great for us to go on Wildin' Out as a married couple. We need all the therapy that we can get.
I didn't mean that like that, honey. You can go as Luke Spawn.
Luke Spawn.
Another option.
Like
Now, obviously, there's a lot of improv with the show.
With my
did you have a lot of fear at all of, you know,
getting into
that crowd? Because they're vicious. You know, they either like you or they don't. They almost like the Apollo.
They'll look at you and not laugh at you.
Yeah. They're beyond Apollo.
Right. It's way beyond unapologetic. They'll look at you and just be like, okay, next joke, next person. But that's what the workshop's for, though, so that you can like see how to play the games and know how to like attack it, because when you get your topic you gotta be like that
quick,
you gotta know it.
like that.
Nice. You gotta be on your toes. You gotta be ready because it's like being on fourth and inches in a football game.
Yeah,
and
you pressure's
know,
on.
You know that you have to get the first down in order to win. You got
it. People don't realize how improv and being funny is like.
It's tough.
It is. And you gotta be able to on your feet, and you gotta know your audience because every audience is different.
You have to also
be unapologetic. You got to really not care.
Not this time of day.
You have to go in there winging it.
You got to wing it.
If they don't like it, oh, well. They're going to start to love it down the line because they're going to start to see your character.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think whatever capacity you work in entertainment, you should do some type of improv, whether it's hosting, acting, comedy, whatever. You always got to keep that
I did it for my last marriage, and I vowed that I would stay away from improv.
Oh. Question. Oh, wow. Is porn improv?
I mean, I would say that that's sort of a slight type of improv.
Wait, is porn?
It is.
Because you have to be
porn
to be comfortable.
Porn
is improv. You have to be able to have improv.
I would guess.
All right, guys, you got one shot at this. You got one shot.
Especially for the ladies.
Yeah, but you also have to remember, because like when we do our love scene, well, we didn't do it.
Oh, no, you did the love scene with the other guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She cheated on him.
She did. She did.
It's out there now.
We're going to get to that.
I didn't. I was good.
No black man ever cheats.
I didn't say.
You choose right on, brother. No black man ever cheats.
I need to get out of here. It's about to strike.
I didn't say I didn't want to, but I didn't. I didn't follow through with that.
You wanted to, though.
I think you did
some other stuff. No. But anyway, let me just talk about this. When you do those love scenes, although, it is improv to a certain degree, but there are some technical stuff. Like, sometimes you hear the director go, wait, stop, stay right there. Okay, tilt your head. Okay, and then come up, and then you like this, and you're trying to get that little angle.
Yeah,
and then you're
like, involved.
It is a little tricky sometimes.
And then sometimes for us, we have to use our mind over matter because you don't want to offend. Especially now in this climate nowadays with pound Me Too,
like,
you don't want to.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Wow. That is definitely hard.
It's a challenge.
No pun intended.
Yes. You would have to nip and tuck to the back.
That's why I stick to Christian porn.
And what's next for you two?
What's next? Man, Dan, we appreciate being on everybody else's show and being a part of their project. But we want to do our own stuff. So we want to just go ahead and start shooting it and then make it great. Make it wonderful and just go ahead and get on that wonderful path to success.
Okay. So you guys were friends for a long time and was working together, or did y'all get discovered at that particular thing and then?
I
found Dan in the alley.
Mm. What was he doing?
Did he have a beard then? Or what was he doing
in the alley? Nah, me and Dan met in college, man. I was hosting clubs and he was just going to every club dancing. He loved to dance.
He's a better dancer than you?
Yeah.
Because I know that you got skills. Okay. And we were going to ask you to do a little, little sample.
I definitely want
on our way out, we got to get some.
Turn up
right now.
We'll give you a beat. You want a beat?
I mean, what's up, man?
Give him a little beat.
I got to take these headphones off?
Yeah, you got to take them off.
I got you. Come on.
We're going to angle you right here in front of the camera.
And I'm going to hype you up, brother.
Okay, what's up? Ask,
what kind of song?
Give him a bad play
the new song about Tiger, Taste.
Tiger Taste. All right, we're going to set that up. Get a little taste of your dance skills.
All right.
I like how you improvised that.
You like that?
I was improvising to hope he would improv off of what I was improvising.
Maybe I should go wild now with all of y'all.
That's some improv for that.
All right, we got it.
Oh,
but you're not going to hear it when you take it off. You don't have to hold it.
You're going to have to hold it, man. You can improv.
You can hear it.
No, you're going to see us doing. We got you.
I got skills.
I'm too thick for that.
The only Caucasian you'll ever see that can dance.
Okay, so Wildin' Out premieres June 18th.
Thanks.
Right? All right, so everybody got to check you guys out.
Season 11.
Season 11. You'll see more of his dancing and more of his rapping and all that kind of stuff.
The season's so fire. that we already got approved for season 12.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Checks.
Yes.
Checks.
I love it.
Love it. Congratulations.
Ain't nothing
fellas.
About wrong with having a child. Because we That's all right. know him little checks be coming in and out.
We like checks. Yes. All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Speaking of checks, Kim K is in the news again this week because of the fact that everybody knows that she met with Donald Trump about a couple weeks ago to pardon Alice Johnson. Well, she actually got it.
She got it done.
She got it done.
She got it done.
Phenomenal.
I don't
know. The power of the booty.
The power of the booty. What they say, Rump meets with Trump? Is that what the headlines were? People were really upset about
Kim
that.
Kim Lewinsky.
So if you guys don't know the story about Alice Johnson, she's a black woman who was sentenced in 1996 to life in prison without the possibility of parole for a first-time drug offense.
She didn't kill nobody.
She didn't kill anybody. And Kim has been a very much advocate of trying to get Alice pardoned. In fact, she included funding lawyers to help with this situation and also
Good
pushing
for
prison reform. Right. It just came out that she got it done. Did you guys think that she would actually get it done?
I mean, here's my thing. Although she is a person that is all about, listen, we all do it for the gram, right? I mean,
Fact.
We do things, we all have
and
to, and we and at the, on top of it, we have to do it. Like, it's mandatory, because we're not getting hired if our Instagram numbers are not hot and up, or Twitter and so forth. So that doesn't mean that she's not an intelligent person, because if she wasn't, she wouldn't be as rich as she is. Now, on the flip side of it, I commend her for taking a stand and using what she has. I volunteered for a couple of years, 2 years, in the prisons here in Corona for the women's prison. Mm. And I was able to help, not on that level, but I did help a lady get out who should not have been in jail. And she got life in prison for something stupid. You know, so the system is corrupt. We all know that it's
extremely
all
the way around.
I mean, it's just
especially
it's just
when
horrible.
It pertains to us.
For
I mean, this is not our system. Hell, this is not our industry.
What kind of system is it?
That's a good question.
It's a money system where they can make money. And it's nothing but another form of slavery. It was, you know, I mean, really, it's free labor. We all know that that's what it is. And, I mean, when you think about these judges, that's why I really hope that people got out and voted
on Tuesday.
Because it's so important that, you know, the judges that are there, we got to start ruling some of these, you know,
really
getting
do.
Some of these people
Those
out and
can.
Getting the right people in because
they might
not
be able to control
there.
Who's in the White House, but we can definitely control who sits on some of these benches.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely the case. And, go ahead.
I definitely commend Kim. Regardless, standing up for women, mm-hmm. I think women are the most beautiful thing on the earth. So. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful thing she did.
Yes, it is. I know whoever you dating, they must love you. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I'm saying
say that again. Don't
be giving his social media to
at the end of the show. Anybody
want to
talk to her?
Yeah, somebody would say something like that. You know what I mean? You might want to go
for sure.
Well, the funny thing is, a lot of people were having problems with this because of the fact that they feel like Kim K is a celebrity, and also I think Sylvester Stallone has something to do with someone else being, you know,
the boxer.
Yes,
and they said that, you know. Why is it that the celebrities are the ones who are making notice of this, but yet the DOG's acting pardon attorney has not done a lot as far as like getting these
because
things?
Well,
let's
because
be honest, it's about money.
It's
about
money
when it comes
you know?
To lawyers. Lawyers may have the opportunity to make a move, but if it's going to hurt their pockets, they will. Your lawyer will
politics.
Actually turn on you. To extend or lengthen a case.
Yeah.
That's I mean, and there are countless cases, you know, that could have ended or a lawyer could have done something in their favor, and the lawyer does what's best for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
bureaucracy is a bitch. It's a lot of red tape and a lot of money that goes into having to make all those layers happen. I will say, just because we got a lot, because we talked about it last week, and a lot of fans commented under YouTube and were upset because our guest last week was not a fan of Kim Kardashian at all. And
I'm
all
a
of that.
Fan of Kim K.
But the point still remains, like, yes,
it's
she got this
wife.
Done, but our goal, ideally, we hope that she's not just doing this in this moment and that she's making a maybe she's making a broader effort since she
but
has gotten
we
noticed.
All have
she,
ways
if,
of
if she doesn't,
back.
If she doesn't, I'm not saying she has to. What I'm saying is that she has shown that she has some power,
right.
Sure.
And in an ideal situation, to be able to use that power on a broader scale because she is in that position would be amazing. Obviously, she don't have to. She can go home and go to sleep and be fine and never do anything else again.
She helped one person.
But maybe she helped one person and she's good and never wants to do anything again. That's fine. But I personally
she don't
want to
do something
hope
again.
that she can keep moving and keep going forward, and maybe she's inspired by being able to get that one person out and to make it a broader effort. Because bottom line is, Jeff Sessions rolled back stuff that Obama put in place to start making reforms in prisons. Mm-hmm. The Department of Justice does not have our best interests at heart at all. Yeah. So it looks like it was like Trump being like, oh, you cute, I like you, I'll go ahead and do that. But that's all I'm going to do.
And you Kanye's wife.
Exactly. So, but the rest of policy isn't changing because this one person got out of jail. So I'm very happy that Alice is out. I hope for the best for her family and all of that. But I also hope that maybe Kim is even more inspired to do even bigger things.
In addition, what were you going to say?
Go ahead.
Inspiration. I hope that doesn't not only her but other people.
Yeah, other people too. For sure.
But we know people. We have power.
This country really doesn't have royal blood. There is no king and queen. There is no prince. We don't have royal weddings. So the closest thing to royalty or royal blood in this country is celebrity.
That's true.
So you have to look at that, you know, and that's why we do wear a serious burden when you step into those shoes of celebrity. You are responsible for the way that you conduct yourself, whether you want to be a role model or not.
I have a question. This brings up what you all are saying. I'm curious to know, okay, so we have Kim Kardashian, which a lot of people don't like because of however she got her, you know, stardom. But here she is doing, and there's other things that she's doing as well on the DL that she's doing to help the world and people. But then you have people, and I love MJ, I love Michael Jordan, but we all know that Michael Jordan was not the dude that was going to be political in any way, shape, or form. Right. So do we look at him and still put him on this pedestal and still knock her down, although she's
Michael Jordan's daddy. Leave Michael alone. He's psychologically damaged for life.
Well, he was already like that prior to the daddy. But there were some other things
that took place, too. And coming from professional sports, babe, that's a whole other conversation.
I'm not downing what his choice is because it is hard. There were some things that I had to shut my mouth on because they were like, we not dealing with that. On one of the TV shows I was on, you going to sit your little black behind down, and we not dealing with this. Right. And that's what I did to keep my job.
Yeah.
So I'm not down at Michael Jordan. All I'm saying is, are we still going to knock her down for doing something that's political, and yet we still keep him on a high pedestal? It's just a question to think about.
I feel like Michael Jordan has gotten criticism for not doing nearly what he could be doing over the years. I also think he came from a different era. We're in a different time. Yeah. I think that he made his decision that he was not going to do anything political and he was going to be in this lane. Kim has now placed herself almost saying, like, I'm interested in this, and maybe there's something I can do. So that, I think, opens the door for people to be at least like, well, hey, would you be interested in doing more?
The only thing that I am going to say that Michael Jordan was in a different time era, mm-hmm. but there were still men and people who were doing that, who were
playing basketball. I completely agree.
But I also think she's going to be criticized in a different way. She's a reality star turned business mogul. Exactly. We get the Kardashians put in our face every day. Michael Jordan wasn't in the same way. I think the perspective of comparing them is still tough.
And we can all do more than we're doing generally in life to be better and to do better.
How old was Jordan? Was that do you know? Late 20s?
He was probably like 30s.
Yeah, I think he was like 30s.
Late 20s, 30s.
Yeah. He was 30s.
Coming from an athlete's perspective or anyone else who grows up in something, like all he knew was basketball his whole life. You know what I'm saying? And I guess his father was like his guidance. Like you said, I lost my dad at 21, so that was tough.
And then when the kid, his father was murdered. I'm not putting anything out there that people don't know or you know they caught. It was obvious, and he was murdered for reasons that had to do with gambling and sports.
It traumatized him.
When that happens, something like that happens, you're like, yo, let me shut up and stay in my place. And where do you guys want me to spend my money? Are you going to keep my tennis shoes to keep my legacy alive? I don't have to worry about becoming why this symbol is not the NBA sign because it's a black man and I will never replace Jerry West. Oh, am I going to worry about that? We're going to keep Jordan's a cool? Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. My dad, all right.
You never know.
Oh, you want to invest money in prisons? Is that what I need to invest my money in? Okay, well, I'll invest money in prisons too.
Because that is what he did.
Yes, it is what he did.
But you brought up a good point. You brought up royalty, celebrity royalty. So we have Jay-Z and Beyonce who just launched their new tour, On the Run Tour 2 in Wales. They debuted a lot of things apparently during this tour. Not only did they debut an image of what appeared to be Beyonce holding twins, and everyone assumed that this was their twins in the image, and it was not. Beyonce has confirmed that. They also have been rumored to have renewed their vows as well.
That's so beautiful. So black in love. They black in love. It shouldn't be on the run. They ain't running no more. She was running and he caught her. It's black in love. They should be black in love.
Black in love? That's yeah. The, that should be the title of the tour.
They're black in love. They're running in love. They're black in love. They renewed the vow. Look at the king and queen. Go ahead.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, we all love them. They are royalty, and monogamy has been an issue in their relationship, and your new series
is very much Craig Ross
Jr.'s Monogamy, which you both are starring in. 6 episodes on UMC TV. So how do you guys feel?
Let me first say this. This woman is just so amazing in this series.
I love to see it's already so
it was just
on and off camera.
Girl, he loves you.
She really, because this was a very difficult thing. Craig Ross Jr.'s Monogamy, it's about 4 couples who are having marital difficulties and marital issues, and they seek extreme therapy by couple swapping. Mm. And if you like the swap, then you stay where you believe the grass is greener on that side.
It actually does bring up some really interesting things. Like one of the reasons why I wanted to do this project is because it opens up the door of, I'm hoping that it'll help couples. Because we think it's green on the other side, right? If we're not in this relationship, like, if I was with this person, you know, I wouldn't be dealing with this. But then you realize, like, you know, maybe my relationship really isn't as bad as we think it is.
Chris Brown said the grass ain't greener on the other side.
Right.
Or maybe some of these issues here or will make me better in the long run. Because I have to work through some of this stuff that I came with, and these issues were placed here to sharpen me or to grow me out of some of these things that I've been involved in before, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It depends on the perspective.
Yeah, and I think our characters really work. Yes.
Does that open up a door for them to do orgies?
That would be a great season finale.
Get Craig on the phone.
Michelle, get Craig on the phone. I like that.
I did cheat on
my husband Connor.
Don't.
He's Connor. I did cheat. I did, but.
I got an issue with that.
Yes.
Nah, that's not even talking. That's another
episode.
Next time
to check it
on
out.
Black Hollywood Live.
No.
But that's what. See, you wanted to cheat, no. and the only reason why he did not cheat is because she said no. But
no, I made a promise. And to me, I'm gonna tell you something. I believe that monogamy is a beautiful thing. But in the world that we live in today with social media and so much going on and us placing so many values on things that really don't matter in the long run, I think that monogamy has a slim to none chance with being a success story in today's world unless it's properly nurtured. And so my character, although he did want to do it, get down with Sensorae. He did. But he didn't because, you know, he realized that, you know, that what they agreed on.
Black men are faithful.
Okay. what we agreed on would strengthen us once we found our way out of the program.
All of y'all out there who watched the show, y'all all saw it. He's lying to everybody here. The only reason why he didn't have sex with Sensorae was because
she said no.
I didn't see that part.
Well, hold on. Let's show that little clip that we have.
I want my
for everybody. Tony, you got the clip for us?
The kid of the night.
I've done everything in my power, everything I can to make you feel safe and secure, and nothing's good enough. Nothing works.
Amen.
So where does that leave us?
You tell me.
Well, let me start off. Darius, I got to compliment you on the fresh fade that you had in that.
Thank you.
Get your barber information when we leave the show. I'm just saying.
That
fresh fade was on fire.
That line of
fresh
fade.
Right there.
You
kind
of gave me one of them I could do battle with myself type of vibes.
Yeah.
Like from Madea, like the way you just look at it, I don't know. It's that look you gave her.
Well, we come from two different worlds. Yeah, you know, we come from two different. I come from money. My parents left me money. My parents have passed, and he
can't relate at all.
I come from the streets.
He comes from the streets.
I'm relatable. A former drug dealer.
Relatable.
But you loved each other once.
This is what I'm saying. Sometimes you come into a relationship, and you come. We all come with stuff.
Facts.
You know, and a lot of times people look for someone to complete them. You should step into a situation knowing that either you're not completed or I'm working on being complete, or I complete myself so that we can collectively complete this circle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that in Connor and DeAndre's relationship, I think that, you know, there was concern from her side of him going back to the other side of the tracks. You know, but this brother was really trying to be everything that she wanted him to be and that she knew that he could be.
You but know? She said something key. You said you don't necessarily believe that monogamy is realistic unless it's very much nurtured. Let's go across the room, start with Courtney. Do you believe in monogamy?
Why you got to start with me?
All right.
Do I believe in monogamy? Absolutely.
Do you believe
it's
realistic?
I think it's very realistic, but I think it also takes the divine work of Jesus to make it happen.
you got the deep
glory to God.
If you don't believe in Jesus, there's all kind of, you know, I just think there is some divine universe interaction that has to occur to keep you on track, because it's real easy to veer all over the place.
Kristen.
Me? Mm-hmm. I do think it's possible, but you do have to work hard. I mean, there's so many things that come into play. I mean, it's, you know, one of the things that I did learn from a young age after I went through my divorce, but I heard a pastor say, I know, I heard a pastor say once, he said, I had to marry somebody who was okay with me not being home at dinner time every single night at 6 o'clock because of the lifestyle that he lived. And if your wife or husband has grown up and that's what they expect, well, then you're going to have issues. And where our lifestyle is, we don't have a regular day. Like, you know, one minute we work in 16-hour days and we'll be on set for like 2 or 3 months or so. Yep. So you got to have somebody who can understand that, sure. Or the people who are always reaching out talking about how fine you are. Oh my God, I want to do you. You got to have somebody that's secure.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you are in a relationship,
know what you're getting yourself into.
Right, and if you're not, and if you don't speak that person's love language, then you're going to have problems. I really believe in that book, The Five Love Languages, because when I meet those needs, I've never had a dude that wanted to leave. You know what I mean? Mm. But the problem is that you ain't meeting my needs with the love language, and then I'm like, this ain't kind of working.
This is one-sided.
You know what I'm saying? So we got problems.
Well, I'm an equal opportunist, and I speak the lingo.
I do believe in it, because I feel like if your female partner, if she likes females just as much as you like females, it'll be easy.
Glory to God.
Facts. Y'all know what y'all want, because y'all gonna always be with each other. And she's going to be like, I don't want you with another girl unless I'm with you. And he's going to be like, well, I don't want you with no other nigga at all.
Thank you, Jesus. Breakthrough.
It'll only work if it's like an agreement, mm-hmm. like to where if we doing stuff together, it's not cheating. Even if we are married and we having sex with
another. So monogamy is really not monogamy.
Right. You just cut the whole definition of what monogamy is.
It's the same thing, because like I could be in a relationship with a female and she could want us to have another partner just in case if we do have like boring sex one time. Babe, let's spice it up. Babe, let's do. All right, well, let's get it.
That's cool. That's just not monogamy.
Yeah,
that's
not monogamy. But yes,
but that's okay. Right.
So you got to be married for it to be monogamy?
No, you're being with one person
for the rest of your life.
Forever.
See, look, it's all good.
We got you.
But you, it made sense.
That's good.
I'm with you.
And that's what
we're doing.
Damn,
what's
up?
What you thinking?
I mean, my stepdad did it, and I promise you, and I know my dad was always with him. He was loyal to my mom. They would always fight, you know, but till death do us part, you know, I mean, my dad was true to his word from the moment he said I do. And he came into my life when I was like 7 years old and was with my mom for 16 years. So I respect him as a man. Never look a woman's way. I just remember, you know, always being around my stepdad, because we were like best friends.
So that's a yes for you then.
I definitely.
I feel like I feel like you could, man. You give me that vibe that you could. Yeah,
I could too.
I gotta find
now. You
yes, you can. You can with five.
You find you are.
I didn't have that coming up.
You just like options.
I had to grow up off the streets.
But the thing is, like she was saying, in like what we do, it's hard because trying to find a woman. I've dated a couple times and immediately, oh, I see you on girls' pages and. Yeah. And it's like coming from me, you know what I do.
Right.
This is Black Hollywood.
You gotta
I'm not gonna lie.
If you can't trust me, how can we trust each other? You know what I'm saying?
That's where it
and
starts.
I love the Instagram thoughts.
I can be faithful all I want, you know, but at the end of the day, you don't believe me.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's I think that's the problem, too, that a lot of people have.
Hard finding somebody.
Yeah, it's the problem that people have is if they were cheated on, when they get into the next relationship, they filter through being cheated on. So if that person is 5 minutes late, oh, you must be out cheating.
Oh, right.
If a female calls, you must be cheating. And you have to learn how not to filter from that thing that has happened to you. If you're, you know, whatever your issues are, you have to learn how not to feel it. Yeah,
heal yourself before you get in a relationship.
You have to be completed. Yeah. You know, and you can't look for somebody else, or otherwise you will always be projecting.
Yeah.
You
know?
But you got to remember, though, I mean, and kudos to your stepfather. That's amazing. And I think that we all would love to have that story. Everybody wants love, you know, but everybody's afraid of love. That's what a great songwriter by the name of Bobby Womack said. You know, if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strifes.
Right.
You know,
Bobby Womack.
So, I mean, when you think about it, it's so real. We're in a different era, and people aren't willing to make certain sacrifices these days. They're not. You know, people want to sit at home and order everything at the convenience of their phone.
That's true.
You know, I mean, so.
I feel like you're attacking me right now.
So, I'm you're my man, 100 grand. But I'm just saying, some people aren't even willing to walk to the ATM.
That's true.
I feel you.
I'm not talking about going to a teller. I'm talking about just walk to the ATM to make a deposit. They're going to do it from their phone. So if you're not willing to do that, how can you expect someone to say no or to do something as far as a relationship is concerned?
I mean, that's true.
Well, when you really...
How about this? From what I was saying earlier about my stepdad, if I could be half the man, he would be. I know I'd be a successful man as far as to... you know, respect and treat my wife or woman in the future.
Man, you better get a whole bunch of numbers, bro.
But then your tears are about to blow up.
Be careful, man.
You got to make sure that that's not taken advantage of. Because I was the same guy. I mean, I just was recently in a situation where I had to make myself not buy someone flowers because I knew that they wouldn't appreciate it.
Oh,
I had to fight myself.
That's the toughest thing, too.
Because I knew that this particular individual...
But if you give a gift, you still give it in the spirit that it's given in, whether your blessing is not blocked because they don't give.
But then what happens is, if it's received a certain way, then you're sending a mixed signal, and then there's
false hope. Crazy. That's what... That's all.
Listen.
That's true.
What I found is that men... I don't know. I guess the opposite thing does attract, because I usually like the nice guys, but the nice guys don't like nice girls, and I tend to be the nice girl situation.
Crazy.
So that ends up being like,
the nice girl doesn't like the nice
girl. I have a question though.
Another question. Do y'all believe in finding love, or do y'all believe it, or do you believe in being found?
Oh, I got you. You guys too.
Wow, that's deep.
Myself, I'm about to be found. I ain't looking for nothing.
You feel me though? Is it gonna happen? Like, what's your perspective in that?
Once again,
I think it just happens.
I think we'll find each other. That's what I said.
And that's what I said. I mean, middle ground.
I hope to be found.
My thing is,
I mean, I can't be on Instagram all day looking at. Let me. Oh, yeah, she might be the one. She might be the one.
I'm guilty. I go through and I look and I like. Okay. I will double tap.
Instagram has ruined the world.
It has.
Unfortunately, we got. Instagram got to close this damn show. All right. Where can fans find out more about all of the stuff you're working on social media?
Just Christy Ferris. I was about to say ChristyFerris.com, but it's just Christy Ferris. You can find me on there. You can find Monogamy at www.
At New Strip Club.
My brain. UMC.tv. Yeah, check it out there.
Darius
McCreary. At Darius McCreary everywhere. Yeah, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Ditto.
Scars and stripes, y'all.
Courtney's
coming for you.
I'm all over the social media, Stuart Starlet.
Okay, that was Nick. Pretty fast. Y'all can find me on all the social media as Nick N. Paddywhack, for short for Nick Nack Paddywhack. You know? Right. If you can't find that, just go to Google and type in Nick and Dan.
All right, Nick and Dan.
Just Danru, D-A-N-R-U-E. You'll find me on everything.
Keep it simple. You can find me at Dario Christen on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on Real Channel Broken Famous every week. All right, so 6 episodes, UMC.TV, Craig Ross Jr.'s Monogamy. Check these two
out.
Wildin' Out.
Check Wildin' Out.
June 18th premiere. You're going to see these dudes. You're going to see Dan dancing. You're going to see Nick doing his rap game.
Yeah.
Check them all out. Good quality content up in this room right now. So check everybody and support everybody. Have a great weekend.
Peace.
Black to the
executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.